Part 2, The Bee Story. Based on true events of May 2019. First, there's a picture with the queen bee in the middle of the photo by Joanna and Roger. One sunny Saturday afternoon in May, the queen of the bees sent out the troops to look for a new home. Their current home was getting crowded. The queen was beautiful and dark-colored. She's a truly magnificent creature. The bees were going around, scouting for a nice new place to live. The old beehive was getting too busy for them to live together comfortably. The bees found a nice house with an orchard attached, lots of flowers for pollen. There were roses, blueberries, multiple fruit trees, bushes, and many plants they could not even count. The scouting bees thought this would be a nice place to live. They decided to stay a while and check the new home out. In the beginning, the bees were not as noticeable as they were only a few flying around. After hanging out for a few days, the bees flew around the area, checked it for safety. It seemed like a nice spot to build their new home. They alerted the queen that they had found a nice place to live. It took a while to gather the hive and get ready for the trip to the new home. The queen, with some other bees from the old hive, came to the new house to see how she liked it. She loved it. It had a nice cover, plenty of food. She decided to move in. She sent some of the bees back to the old hive to let them know this was a great place and invite more bees to come to the new house to help build the hive. They came the next day. You could see a picture of bees in a hive as a close-up. In the meantime, the people who lived in the house noticed that their roof line by the back door of the house got busy with a lot of bees hanging around. It was an amazing experience. The bees were buzzing around happily. The people love the bees and know that the bees are important because they provide pollination for flowers and plants to grow, and they also make yummy honey. While having the bees was a nice idea, the bees were not in the best spot. They decided to move in between the ceiling and the roof by the back door. This scared the dogs living in the house and created a problem, as having honey and lots of bees in the roof lining is not the best thing for safety, neither for the bees or the people living there. The family decided to call some friends and beekeepers to find out what would be the best thing to do. How to help the bees find new home without hurting them. The beekeeper friend named Joanna and her husband Roger have bees on their own and know how to handle them, catch them, and keep them safe. They were able to come to the house to help them. The beekeeper looked at the bees and said that they can bring a swarm bee box for the bees to move into. They were both hoping that the bees will like the idea. Now there's a picture of the bee box that you can see. The next day, Joanna and Roger bought the bee box and they placed it on top of a small building they had next to the house. This is what you can see in the picture above. When the sun came up the next day, all of a sudden the dogs who were living in the house, the retired greyhound and an Italian Maremma sheepdog, got extremely nervous and kept barking. The people living in the house went outside to investigate what had happened. The sound was the first thing she had heard. It was very intensive humming sound. She went out to the driveway and looked up. It was the sight she had never seen before. There were bees everywhere, thousands and thousands of them. They covered the whole house. It was beautiful and scary at the same time. The family in their search found that the honeybees do not like cinnamon and mud balls. They had some cinnamon at home that they use for cooking and baking yummy things like cinnamon rolls. They decided to make a cinnamon water by mixing cinnamon and water together in a big pitcher. Once the bee box was in place, they loaded the squirt gun that is normally used for water fight and dropped the cinnamon water in it to squirt it to the area by the roof line where the bees were. This was a fun activity. They kept squirting away until all the cinnamon water was gone from the pitcher. They were hoping that the bees will not like the smell and move into the bee box. The bee box already had honeycomb in it with some honey. This was helpful for the bees because they do not have to work that hard to build a new honeycomb and make honey for the winter to come. They also went to get some mud balls and placed the mud balls up to the roof area to try to discourage the bees to make their home under the house roof. Now you see a picture with bees in a frame with pollen by Janana and Roger. There's a painting below that's inspired by the story, created by my artist sister, Dorotya Doka. In the picture, the bees are represented by the gold-colored beads, and the honey is by the gold color. To me, it looks like golden honey is dripping down from a huge honeycomb. The bees were extremely sensitive to the smell. They did not like the cinnamon and the mud balls. They were very unhappy. They were wondering what had happened. Why this bad smell happened all of a sudden? They started to think this home might not be the best for them. The queen was unhappy. The bees were unhappy. In the period for about 1 week, things were uncertain for the family and the bees. The bees were uncertain if they wanted to move. The family wanted them to move so they can have a happy and healthy life that is not in their roof. A lot of rain came down during that week and the bees stayed inside. The family stayed inside. After a few nice sunny days, the family saw that the bees being happy and buzzing around the bee box. The queen bee and her hive decided that they will move into their new home. It was a celebration for everyone. The bees were very happy to have a new home full of honey and honeycomb that was already built. The family was happy that the bees moved out of their house, and the beekeepers were happy because they got a new beehive. The bees now needed to get ready to be transported to their new home. Janana and Roger came to take the bees away. Janana's husband, Roger, put the protective suit on and got ready by taping the side of the bee box with blue tape so the bees will stay inside during transport. Then he got on a folding ladder, got to the top of the roof to remove the bee box. The bees inside were a little nervous. They did not know exactly what was going on. There's a picture below shows the removal of the swarm box with full of bees. Janana said that the bees were extremely large and very strong. The hive was also very strong. The bees were happy in their new home. They did not know yet that they will have to move again soon. Once the bees were packed up, they were placed in the back of a truck and moved about 15 minutes away from their original location. The bees in their new home in the picture below. The bees had moved into the new home and got transported into the wonderful hillside of Astoria in Oregon. The hill has many blackberries, and the 6 weeks of the blackberry bloom is the main source of food for the bees. Janana tells me that it is important for the beehive to have as much flying time during those 6 weeks as possible. About a week later, the frames with the honeycombs are moved out of the box and another box added so the queen had even more room. Then the original swarm box was on the top of our little cabin will be ready for another hive of bees. The bees were moved and were winterized, covered, fed, and kept safe from cold and storms in the November of 2020. Some of them can be still seen to fly around in warm days. In March, we will find out how they are doing. We are hoping that they will be happy and healthy. The picture below shows the bees on Astoria hillside in their new home. The queen and her hive was very happy at their new home. They had a lot of space and yummy blackberry blossoms to gather pollen from, and they will turn into honey to use to survive through the winter. There's a picture of a new honeycomb, close up, and there's another picture on the hillside. And that picture was above was sent by Janana after the bees arrived to their new home. You can see the swarm box on the bees were transported in. It had the blue tape on it. The hillside had many blackberries and the bees had used those to the pollen from the flowers to make honey. The bees lived happily in their new home. I had received some new pictures from the bees making new honeycomb and fresh honey. The bees have a wonderful life with Janana and Roger. They take good care of them, provide them with safe place to live happily. I am greatly appreciative of beekeepers. Bees are an essential part of our daily lives. Thank you so much for all you do. I would also like to thank the bees for providing me with such a wonderful experience and story. Part 3, New Beginnings. Short story, fiction. Starts with a beautiful painting that my sister Dorothy Doka made. Time seems irrelevant. Everything is still. She does not know what time is, nor do the people around her. She does not even know why she's here. Those who remember her would say she was unique. Questions surround her entity. Why is she in the red dress? Why is she dancing on the open road? Isn't she cold in the rain? Isn't she cold in the wind? Is she safe? She noticed that her umbrella is flying away. Today is the day when she will change her future. The past will have to go away, locked in a safe box. She will not be able to go there and think about it anymore. It has been a long time. Today, she feels free. She's standing in the middle of the road. It does not matter where does she come from, where she goes from here. Things can only be better. Finally, it has been many years since she felt so good. Today she feels the wind blowing, sees the birds flying, and hears the raindrops. Her surrounding creates sudden enjoyment. Can this be true? She asks herself. Can she really be free? It seems impossible. It has been so many years since she has taken from her home. She does not even know if anyone is still there. Moments go by. She forgets what a home is. She does not know if anyone had looked for her. She was not sure. The thought has come and gone. She remembers less and less with time going by. She's young. How old exactly? No one knows. Age is irrelevant currently. She's beautiful. Feelings of pain from the past and joy create surrounding conflict inside her thoughts. Could she start over? She has nothing. Her only possession is her spirits that had never left her. She always felt hope no matter what had happened to her. Not like she remembers. She can't. Headlights in the distance. She does not see them, nor do they see her. The car flew by. No one blinks an eye. They cannot see her. No one can. She does not know yet. That car and the people in the car will be her future. She had been dancing in the rain for a long, long time. She had not been ready yet to move on to her next life. The past had been too painful to forget, the future too uncertain to start. Moments go by. She hears the rain dropping. Today seems different. Today might be the day when she's ready. She finally had truly forgotten her past and enjoys the present. Things still seem as real to her when she was alive. Now she's stuck between the places of living and dead. All she can live is for the moment. That is all she knows. She does not know her name, who she loved, who she hated, and it is better this way. Her past was different. She's better off not remembering. She had encountered too much in the past. What will the future hold for her? Does she have one? Can she get a better life? Is there hope? What will come next? She could stay in this moment forever if she chooses. Just enjoy the wind, the rain, the moments of living between worlds. She could also decide that she wants more and wants to experience life again. Being born, being loved, cared for. What will she do? She feels all her molecules as being part of the rain and the wind. She feels that she is the wind. She had always loved the wind. She can feel the move between the elements with an elegant lap. There are others like her. She cannot see them. They cannot see her. But they do feel each other's presence. Somehow they are connected to each other and everything living. Moments go by. These moments are not just really moments. Time works different where she's now. It can be years, decades in the world surrounding her. Here it comes, that feeling again. She cannot describe it, and it is gone. There was just a moment of longing, wanting something more, something different. Hours go by, then days, then years. She's still on the road, in her red dress, dancing, feeling the wind, waiting. Then there's a switch. She does not know it happened. It just happened. There was a perfect match. A couple who had been wanting a child for so long got pregnant. They had been waiting for her, and she had been waiting for them. Of course, she does not understand this, just feels the switch. She's not out in the rain anymore. She's not feeling the wind. She feels cells dividing in warmth. It feels good. She feels safe. She feels that she's part of something again. The hope for a new road begins. Now her story starts again. The happy couple find out soon enough that they are awaiting a little girl. Her mom wears a red dress mostly throughout her pregnancy. She doesn't know why red just all of a sudden felt good, like her baby liked it. Her family name will be Little. Mom just loved the smell of roses throughout her pregnancy. There was always a rose at the house. They did not always know how the flowers get there. They were just there. People stopping just seemed to show up with red flowers. This was the happiest 9 months of her parents' life. They had been waiting for her for so long time. They named her Little Rose. She could not wait to get out and experience the world again, feel the wind again, feel the rain again, and dance. She did not remember much, but remembered a red dress, dancing, and her favorite elements. On the way from the hospital, as they drove by the familiar road, Little Rose got very quiet, her eyes wide open, like she had seen or felt something. This would happen every time they passed a certain point on the same road as they were going home to their village. She could not explain the feeling. As she got older, the feeling got stronger. She always felt she needed to get out of the car and dance in the rain. Her mom told her that was the spot when she had first felt her move, where she first thought she might be pregnant. It always made her wonder, what is in that spot that makes her stop and want to dance? Little did she know that she had been dancing in that spot for centuries. No one know that a different world, in a different time, that is where Little Rose has lived before. It was not simple, it was very different. The only way to keep memories, any memories from the past lives, is if she was very brave and helped others. She had to be very significant. She was. The spot where the wind has always blows and the rain seemed to touch down often was the spot where she had become a hero. That spot will always be a stronghold for her and the people around her. It was a very important day for a lot of people during that time. She was their leader. She told them to go, told them to be safe, told them to be brave, not to come after her. New times were coming. She had always known from the beginning that she could save her people if she stays behind. They knew her, her people, are at risk if they stay. Even though they were far away, she had felt their prayers and spirits with her. When it was safe, her people come back. They raised a memorial for her. Her spirits had remained. Her people had prayed for her return, had prayed for a great life for her, had prayed for hope. Red flowers seemed to grow in a field in a valley where she was lived before. No one knew how they got there. There were no flowers anywhere else. She had to wait for a long time. It had to be safe. All those prayers, all those hopes had been forgotten by generations, but they kept her spirit alive until it was time. Little Rose was a happy child, never caused any problems, always was free-spirited and loving to all. She loved to watch the wind and the rain, loved the dance, and she always wore a red dress. Sometimes she had moments when she felt the presence of others, but she could not really tell who they were and how she knows them. Rose was smart. Loving had soon become a leader in a new world, and the people around her trusted her and loved her. All in her group, people close to her seemed to feel that they knew her, that they had known her before. She felt the same. What they did not know in that their leader was reborn, and it was time for them to come back as well. It did not seem to matter which part of the world they were born in. They gravitated toward the small village where she was. Even when she was little, red flowers seemed to grow in the garden where she lived. Her parents were puzzled. They had never planted them. She did not like wearing shoes. Every chance she got, she took her shoes off. The village seemed to grow quickly since Rose was born. By the time she was a young adult, it had quadrupled in size and people kept coming. People did not know why. It just felt right, just a place to be. Years went by. Rose became a natural leader in the village, and everyone loved and respected her. Rose seemed to know things, when it is safe to be out, when the rain will come, how strong the wind will be. She had never left the village for long. When she drove by a certain spot on the road leaving the village, she had to stop, dance in the rain, then continue her journey. One of those times, someone was there. Someone she knew from the past, although they have never met in this life. He saw her dance. He knows her. He knows her in his bones. He had known her before he had ever seen her. He had dreams about her on dancing on the road, waiting for him. He was the one, she thought. The one I have been waiting for. She was the one. I have been seeing her in my dreams. Finally, they have met. They have met again. This time, centuries later, maybe, just maybe, they could be happy and their child could be born. It has been a long time, but little Rose finally was able to live a fully happy life. She became a mother, a leader, a wife. She was loved, she was cared for, and she loved and cared for others. Centuries go by again and again. People come and go. The wind keeps blowing, the rain keeps raining, water collecting, flowers are growing. A long time after Rose and her family were gone and the village had disappeared, the roads were covered, most life on earth had become close to non-existent. Somehow, in some way, that valley where the village was still grass-covered and remained the only area where red flowers kept growing. The flowers lived for the day, opened and closed every day. The flowers loved the rain, danced in the wind, and never wore any shoes. The wind just kept blowing. The flowers kept dancing. The air was filled with hope. Few people were left on earth by this time. Food was scarce. Water was scarce. But some had found their way to this valley. The ones there just felt that they will be safe, they will be cared and provided for. The flowers showed hope, the rain showed the future. They felt peace. From time to time, they had felt others that they were protecting them, but they could not see them or know who they were. Sometimes looking down the field, it seemed like a young woman is dancing in a road in a red dress.